Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see beyond everything. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Windshield. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now, on to the KevCast.
Hello, everybody, and thanks so much for joining the KevCast. So glad you are with me. I'm Kevin Winder, your host. Welcome back to another edition. I hope you'll stay tuned as some changes are in the forecast for these audio podcasts. I'm going to add another podcast, which will hopefully also be a radio program in the Denver metro area. That's right, after 20 years away from being on air, I'm going to go back and do a program that's going to expose this podcast and this content to more than 100,000 people each week. I'm super excited about it. Hopefully everything comes in line, and in the next few weeks, you will be able to listen to Beyond Everything Radio. Until then, you got the KevCast, and that's me. And today, we're going to talk about coaching, and specifically uncoaching. Now, if you look at my website and you've talked to me at all, you know that I define myself as the uncoach. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world with regard to coaching. You see, life coaches are everywhere. You know, I'm one of them. And coaching is a booming business, and it's a vital component to the elevation of our culture's consciousness. Coaches are experts who come alongside of us, and they help us accomplish our goals and overcome the obstacles and fears and things that get in the way of our perceived success. You know, coaches are found in every aspect of life. I mean, you have coaches in athletics. I mean, that's a given. We see that everywhere. There's coaches in academics and business coaches and high performance coaches and personal development coaches, health and nutrition coaches, music coaches. Right? So coaching is a vital, vital part of our human development. It can take place in the form of teaching, it can be preaching, it can be counseling, it can be therapy, it can be all kinds of different avenues to access what is it that's within us that needs to take place and change and become better. So the whole goal behind it is to become better. And there's this connection between people, it's interpersonal connection, which I love about this coaching model. Now, one thing that has become a really big shift, which has occurred, and it came with the onset of online life coaching. See, in the past, when an expert wanted to be an expert, a consultant, they truly had to be a seasoned, qualified, and vetted professional. And while many life coaches out there today are experts in their field, and many of them have expertise, the reality is that expertise and qualification is very relative. And that's okay. Don't hear this as though I'm taking a pot shot and saying life coaches are not that experienced. Some of them aren't. You know, some people laugh at the idea of a 25-year-old life coach. I mean, what could a 25-year-old teach me? But the reality is that there is a lot of people in the world. And while a 25-year-old life coach may not be able to offer a ton of nuance for somebody who's lived a long life and has a lot of experience, it's not impossible for them to do so. But it is possible for them to really coach somebody who's 20. You see, they have 5 more years in the game. And the areas of specialty really make it a unique playing field. You know, today, content is king. It's not your diploma, it's not your pedigree, it's not the years of practice in the field. Now, while all those things can add credibility to a life coach, it's really a buyer beware kind of world. You sign up for a business coach and they may take you down the wrong way. They may take you in a place you didn't really want to go. They may have you spend lots of money doing things and wasting time, and you're not going to get closer to your goal. It also may be the best content you ever got, and it was the thing that separated your days of failure to your days of success. See, the success of one coach compared to another is usually based upon a marriage of marketing and content. And I'll have to add a little bit of charisma in there as well. It seems like the most successful certainly have charisma. You know, content is really where I want to focus, though. Let's think about content and life coaching. You see, the information age has allowed life coaching to flourish as more and more people come online. And in fact, they're saying the last third of the world will come online within the next 5 to 7 years. So as they come online and adopt technology and seek to get ahead as well, access to content is the gateway to really big change. So those who, you know, figure things out on their own are really no threat to the emerging world, as the people who want to just bypass coaching, who think they don't need it, who think they can just make their own way. Those are the kind of mindsets and people that are going to get left behind in the new world as the integration of shared knowledge and the global community advances as they serve one another. You know, only a fool would assume that they could become an Olympic champion with no coaching. Could you imagine that? I'm going to become an Olympic swimmer and I'm not going to hire a coach to get me there. That'd be foolish. And in a competitive world that we have, to reach the higher levels of anything that you want to do, it's going to require some help. And thus the new world knows that we need each other and we need to exchange with each other to become more. And the shift from independence to interdependence is a massive jump in consciousness. And we have a lot to thank our postmodern younger generation for helping us in this. You know, it's the older generations that are stuck in kind of the traditional frameworks for how we got things done. You know, and I'm privileged to have had access to some of the biggest and the best coaching programs in the world. I mean, I have really got into it. And it hasn't been cheap. You see, if you buy more than a book, you are accessing coaching content. Did you realize that? You could be coached by somebody just by joining a webinar. You could be coached by somebody just by buying a set of their audio tapes or CDs or some online content. A book is the beginning way too. But the more you go, the deeper you go, the more personal and the more expensive coaching tends to be. And I'm going to come back to the cost here in a minute with a personal example that would likely shock you. My point is that coaches distill the most vital information, which allows people to advance much faster than in the traditional frameworks. You see, I'm in the biotech industry, and I can tell you that most physicians that I talk to do not have bandwidth in their schedule to learn everything that there is about genetic testing and the molecular platforms for qualifying a patient for therapy. But I do, right? And that's not like I'm an expert in this. I simply have been coached to know the very vital, important aspects. And I can take those aspects and talk to physicians about it and help influence the medical world. Now, I'm not a medical doctor, but that is the example of how coaching transforms everything. Now, if we combine the distillation of information, which is what's happening now, there's so much information out there online, and some of it's good and some of it's bad. But if you boil it all down, and that's what coaches do, and then you combine that along with the kind of gold rush that's happening right now on online coaching businesses, you're going to learn something about content that I hope is helpful to you. That's really why I wanted to do this post. You see, while content is king, content is also pretty homogenized across the board. I mean, most of it is the same thing, which means you're paying for 1% to 2% that's unique in that particular coach's framework or that coach's perspective. And so it's really tempting to say, oh, I already know that. I've heard probably 20 different webinars on online marketing. And I can tell you out of the 20, 99% of them, it's all the same content. But it's that 1 to 2% that makes the coaching worthwhile. And then you need to think of it that way. Otherwise, you're going to assume you know it and not avail yourself to the collective consciousness of a growing and emerging world. Now, coaching practices offer practical content. In fact, that's what you're paying for. And most people, that's what they really, really want. And I mean, for the masses, practical content is as far as it goes. Content is the product for sale. It's that thing you believe you need if you're going to realize your dream, right? The message is that what stands between me and my success is something I don't know. And that may be true, but that's not all that is true. You see, the hidden pitfall only appears after trying coaching and then nothing really happens. You see, you don't catch this on your first go-around with a life coach. You may not catch it on your second or third time around. Now, the pitfall appears after you've paid for coaching and you've realized that despite all their efforts and all of your efforts, all of your time, your investment, your money, your heart, your soul, your blood, sweat, and tears, despite it all, you're not obtaining your dreams. That is a sobering and painful reality. You see, the wave of life coaches has created a wave of disillusioned people. And we are sold essentially a pickaxe on our way to stake a claim. And coaches make it out to be your fault, not their content. You know, in other words, yeah, you signed up for my program. You paid $2,000. And I promised to give you the tools you needed to make it big. But you didn't make it big, even after applying the tools. They're going to say that's your bad, not their bad. And for the most part, they're right. You see, coaching begins when we believe that we can be more if we can do more. And that's where all coaching tends to begin. And I disagree with that. You see, it's sold to us like this. You can have it all. Do you want that better life? Do you want that freedom to go and do what you want, to spend more time with your family, to have more disposable income? You know, you can have more, but first you gotta do more. And in order for you to do more, you need to have the tools. You need to know how to structure your day. You need to have the right motivation. You need to do all these things. And that all comes with my program. Sign up today and you can have it all too. Look at me. I have it all. You can have it too. You see, that's how it's sold. It's pitched. And it taps into this thing deep, deep inside all of us. And that's why we open our wallets and give it away. But the problem here is that our being, our very core being, is being presupposed, meaning we get to be validated, liberated, elevated even, but only if we have this, whatever it is that they're selling. And so long as we buy into that false claim, we will invest more and more money as we strive to find ourselves. Because you see, that is the driver behind it all. And I know this because I spent $250,000 over 6 years being coached under the guise of a pastor in a church. Do you hear that? $250,000 spent in a coaching environment. And I believed I just needed to wind it tighter and work harder, and it would all come to me. And I outworked nearly everybody I knew. I could wind it tighter. I could get up earlier and stay out later. I had more effort and output than most of the folks running alongside of me. And I believed if I could just do more, then eventually it would come, and then I would finally be that person, that pastor, that leader, that whatever it is that I was chasing. I mean, I thought if I could just get there, then I'd finally arrive. I was trying to access my being, and I was doing it through my doing. See, I believed in the lie that my doing produced my being. And then after that event, I spent several thousand dollars more trying to convince myself that I did the right thing by winding it even tighter, getting more skills, getting more training, getting more tools. Because after that kind of investment of time and effort, you don't want to throw it all away. I'm just like you. I'm just like the pastors and teachers and people and institutional leaders that you know who can't possibly change anything because there's too much investment in it. But man, it forced me to ask why it wasn't working. And that's when it came to me. I had to accept failure. I had to accept that the church and the work that we were doing was failing in terms of our goal. And I had to move on. I had to free myself. And that's when everything changed. You see, that's when all of that expense and time finally became worth it. Because I learned the difference. My being creates my doing. You see, and now everything's different. My goals, my ambitions, my motivations, they're all rightly located. And my life actually flows now. It's not a struggle. It's not a climb. It's not a competition. I'm not on some anthill just trying to get ahead of somebody else or outdo somebody else. I'm actually in the promotion of others' business. And my life is simply is. And I gotta tell you, it's a great place to be. Everything we think we want in life is gained by ascending, by climbing, clawing, working, striving. But what we really want, that's gained by descending, by letting go, by turning loose. It's the paradox of big truth, and the Bible is all about that. You see, my cost is your gain. And this is why I call myself the uncoach. Any coach that doesn't begin the process of coaching with your sense of being will never be able to alter your doing. And most coaches are experts in the field, and they get practical advice, and they break down those practical details. But they instantly become over their head and lost as the conversation moves to who we truly are at our core. In fact, most coaches would probably assume that only you can know who you really are. That's not quite true. But you see, to access that part, we really need to access a totally different plane of view. And very few coaches have mastered that content. And so uncoaching is first about deconstruction. It's not about adding activity on top of blindness. I mean, you can't renovate your kitchen. I know I use this example all the time, but it's true. You cannot renovate your kitchen by just adding a new kitchen on top of it. To get the kitchen of your dreams, you've got to pull out the cabinets. You got to pull off the old countertop. You have to go for a period of time where the sink doesn't work. You have to wait for the slab countertop to come in. You have to wait for the new appliances to roll in. There's a period of dysfunction. There's a period of deconstruction. And it's all required to get at the foundational kitchen. And then and only then can you put in the kitchen of your dreams. Most coaching doesn't do that. That's why we need uncoaching. See, uncoaching knows that to go up, we have to go down. True coaching leads us to our being. And for most, that is a descent, not an ascent. And only when we know who we are can we even know what we really want. Then, once we know what we want, then we can establish our goals for our life. On those core principles, then we can enjoy the success of incrementally growing into conformity to those each and every day. You see, each day that we labor, it's not a distraction, an end around, a detour from that one day we'll get what we want. That's a deferment of life. And if a coach puts you on that track, they have done you a disservice. Uncoaching puts you into your life and allows you to celebrate the success that is your life. It turns everything into a necessity and a required aspect for your life to be what it is. And so you get to celebrate the journey of success and not simply wait around for it to come one day. And so I'll leave you with this. When your therapist, when your life coach, or your pastor, they fail you, why don't you call me and I'll offer you some uncoaching.
Thanks so much for joining the KevCast, where we learn to see beyond everything. I hope this content has helped you, and I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or comments or feedback. Until next time, I hope you have an awesome day, and I can't wait to have you come back real soon.